and welcome back to the Table Lead Podcast. I am so excited to be bringing you a new season, season two of the podcast. It has been a long-awaited return, that is for sure, but we have been very, very busy in the Table Lead business side of things. And as you guys know, I always want to deliver something of high quality when it makes sense to, and when I can actually maintain consistency. So I'm really excited. We have planned out the entire season. We've got some incredible guests lined up. So I'm just really excited to dive into it. I feel like before I do dive into today's episode, it's probably important to update you on what's actually been happening in my life, but more so my business, what changes have been made, just so that you can be up to date with what has been moving behind the scenes. So first and foremost, we have kind of shifted from Table Lead coaching to move into Table Lead consulting, which feels like a huge alignment for the direction that I want to take my business, basically. So a lot of people have asked me, like, what's the name change for? You know, are you completely changing your services and things like that? So firstly, where it came from was I was having a conversation with my dad at the very start of the year. We're just in the car together and we're kind of just chatting about business, how I was feeling about things. And I was just saying, like, coaching just doesn't feel right for what that I want to be doing. And it's not that I didn't like coaching. It's not that I'm not coaching anymore. I'm still coaching my clients. But the word coach just never felt like it truly resonated with me. But I didn't allow myself to ever explore anything outside of that. So we're kind of Googling and I was just like, oh, what's the thing? And I didn't feel like coach made sense when I'm working with, you know, successful business owners. It felt like me being a business coach felt limiting to who that I could work with, because it felt like I had to be the one further along in figures, in numbers, in business experience and things like that. Where for me, I'm really passionate about focusing on the actual behind the scenes of the business, the back end, the operations, the social media communications side of things. And that didn't necessarily require me to be a coach in that. I wanted to more so be a consultant because I'm very hands-on. So it came from me Googling some like different things. And when that I was freelancing, I remember like the vision I had for my business when I was freelancing quite a few years ago now. I wanted to have like a social media consulting agency. And I said to my dad, I'm like, consultant. And I literally Googled the meaning and I completely butchering this, but it was something along the lines of just like a specialist in a particular field in business. And I was like, oh my fucking God. So there's like financial, you know, consultants and things like that. And I was like, this is it. This is exactly what feels in alignment to me. I'm not going to scrap what I'm doing. Like, I love working one-to-one with clients, but I would see other coaches and mentors more so. And it was just this, especially mentors, I would say this energy of like, I don't do anything for you. Like, you come to me, I support you, and off you go. Where I love a hands-on approach. I love getting on a Zoom call with clients and we're like really doing things together. I'm going to contribute and my experience isn't the only value that I can offer for you. Right. So once I really switched that, I was already switching the direction of coming more into being a specialist in strategy and being really strategic in business. But once that I really switched that, I just noticed a huge shift in momentum in my business and the way in which that I was feeling in business, which was so fucking good. And it wasn't the power of like changing a word. It was the power of just coming into my own lane. And I've had that reflected so often over the past few months, like since I would have recorded my last episode of the podcast, where everyone's like, Taylor, you are just like so in your zone of genius. I'm like, yeah. And I could speak to strategy and like the structure and operations of business. I could speak underwater about it. So I just want you to, if you're listening to this and you're like potentially resonating with like a disconnect in what it is that you're doing and trying to find your own lane, if you can come into your strengths, what actually makes you different in a saturated market, what actually makes you different in your industry, and actually doing the work to find the articulation for that, it changes the whole damn game. And your social media is going to have to be so, what is going to feel like repetitive to actually really enhance that message. This goes for influencers as well, right? Like, if I want to follow an influencer or a personal brand, what value am I getting out of you, right? That's what people want. And I really started noticing that shift when I came into a more strategy and structure to business. People were booking one-off calls with me because they're like, I want you to help with this strategy in my business. Selling felt so easy. I had clients signing in because it was like, yeah, I'm actually sick of my business coach not actually giving me any direction and any support with business. I bring in, you know, wanting some feedback on a sales page, and I don't get feedback on a sales page where it heavily contributes to the success of a launch, as an example, right? So it's been really cool to notice that shift and just come into being so unapologetic in that. And I think what's cool when you really find your own lane is what everyone else is doing, it doesn't take you out of it. It actually allows you to strengthen your own lane. And I remember when there was a time when I certainly wasn't in my own lane, other people's voices and opinions somewhat rattled me, not rattled to the point where it was like, I can't like do this, like not like that, but it was just like, oh fuck. Like, and you'd kind of question and you'd get taken out of your own lane because of that. But for me, the more that I've found this, the more that I've just like become so solid in my approach. Because with that, I've been able to strengthen my ability to hold duality and that two opinions can actually exist at the one time, right? So a perfect example of this is I can see the value of mindset work in business. It's so important. It's contributed so heavily to my journey. Am I going to be your mindset coach though? No, I'm actually going to really focus on strategy with you. And the cool thing with this is even the other day I had a client call and she was like, I know I need to focus on, you know, this strategy for my launch, but this is what's coming up. And it was a lot of mindset, right? It was a lot of limiting beliefs. There was a lot of stories playing out and our call was really heavily focused on mindset. I would say 90% mindset. And what's cool in that is I can actually know when that something's not a mindset thing. It's actually a strategic thing. And I also know when it's not a strategic thing and it's a mindset thing. I'm hoping I said that correctly. You know, when you say something and you're like, is that even correct? You guys get me. So yeah, it's just been really cool to see that where I see a lot of, especially in the coaching industry in particular, you know, people saying like X, Y, and Z, and you've got to do X, Y, and Z. I just like allow it to be something to really strengthen within me, because the more I've come into this too, I feel like the more I've actually moved out of just looking at the coaching industry, I've really started looking at some really big industry leaders and what that they're doing. And I think by doing that too, it's actually solidified my strengths and my beliefs in strategy and structure in business, because like you wouldn't tell a successful business that's doing multi-millions a month, just trust, just surrender to the universe. Like, it's fucking stupid, right? And again, don't get me wrong, I'm actually really freaking spiritual. Like, I was literally just voice noting my friend. I'm like, oh my God, 777. Like, yeah, spiritual alignment. Like, I'm really coming into that again lately. Like, I've really been on that path. But I think it's important to know that you can have that as a human, as the human that you are. You can manifest, you can attract and all of the things. But there's also a level where your business is a business, right? And if you want that business to grow beyond just you, you're going to have to start operating in ways that go just beyond you, right? So you're actually going to have a strategy. You're going to have a structure. You're going to have team, communication, a marketing strategy and plan. You're going to have to be able to know what's coming up for the next quarter, right? And you can't just actually be winging that and calling it trust and almost like spiritual bypassing and putting all of these fancy schmancy words on it, when it's actually just a scapegoat for you to not actually do the work. And I think with that, a lot of people can go into, and I see a lot of like, again, business coaches speaking about like alignment and business should only just feel good. And I disagree. Like, something that one of my best friends says is, you know, the path of least resistance, which I really agree with, that I believe we can do things in a way that makes more sense for us, right? So me coming into consulting, that's more so me not going like, it's not an uphill slog trying to push coaching, right? That's the path of least resistance. Will it require hard work? Will it require some things that I don't necessarily want to do, that don't necessarily feel in alignment? Yeah, but that's actually life and business. Again, take a big successful business owner. They would actually laugh in your face if you said, but that doesn't feel in alignment to me, right? Would you say that to your boss? No. There is a level, especially with business, where it's going to take hard work, it's going to take sacrifice, and it's going to take doing things that aren't necessarily in quote unquote alignment. But does that mean that you can't live in alignment, that you can't actually elevate your frequency? No, right? So it's this ability to hold two things at the one time. And what I really wanted to speak to today was that, was mainly the shift in what I've really been coming into, the importance behind that. And I really wanted to just speak to something like tangible that you can take away from this episode, whether that you are a business owner, whether you're really early days in business, whether that you're not even a business owner, but you want to become more strategic. Maybe you are a university student. Maybe you just work in a role where it actually requires more structure. I want to give you some tangibles of just like some things that you can start implementing into your routines to become more strategic so that you can actually start seeing results, where that you can actually regulate your nervous system, because you're not always operating from being responsive. You're actually operating from being proactive, right? So the first thing that you can actually start implementing literally yesterday is auditing. And this is something that I have been doing for like a year now, and it's so game changing. And it doesn't need to be this audit that's this like huge in-depth audit of, you know, going into like a 1,000-word essay auditing your life and business once a week. But it's really important to just be able to have the ability to tap into radical honesty and actually just audit. What did I do well this week? What did I not do well this week? You know, what needs improving? What actually can't come with me to this next level? And this doesn't have to be something where that you are necessarily writing in your journal. It can actually be something where even yesterday I was just sitting on a beach and I was just contemplating in complete silence. I was like, okay, what's actually not feeling good for me? What feels leaky in my life? What friendships, like what boundaries do I need to set? What conversations need to be had? What kind of behaviors and habits actually can't come with me? So something as simple as, I would say, like for the most part, my lunches, like they're pretty good. I whip them up, but I find I have a lot of resistance because I'm like, I don't want to chop up a cucumber in the middle of my work day, right? First world problems, I know, but I can actually look at that and go, okay, cool. What actually can't come with you is not meal prepping your lunches, right? I had a workshop the other day and I packed a lunchbox and I was like, this is the most bizarre feeling. I haven't done this in so long, but there's a lot of benefit to that, right? Because I'm not having to think about my meals and like, it's just done. I eat my good meal and then I can go back to work. So that is the first point, is auditing, being able to actually audit your routines, what you got up to in the week, things that aren't feeling good for you, where that you actually want to be as well, and getting really, really clear on that. And just making constant tweaks and refinements, right? You don't need to throw your entire life and business out the window and then rebuild again every single week. I think that's what people assume auditing is that we're scrapping everything. It's just awareness, right? And awareness is so important and so powerful. So the first point, auditing. The next one is getting clear on what's actually happening, right? Having a plan of attack, right? For all of my fitness coaches out there, as an example, would you tell a client to just go into the gym and just like do whatever, right? Maybe if there were a stage that they were like just getting into their fitness journey and like their thing was just like actually showing up to the gym, sure, that could work. But if someone's like, hey, I actually want to run a marathon, or hey, I want to be able to squat this amount, or I want to be able to, hit a physique goal, whatever it might be, you're not going to tell them to just wing it and go willy-nilly, are you, right? You're going to give them structure. Here's what you should be eating. Here's how you should be training. You should be training like this consistently for weeks on end, right? Months on end, years on end, if that, right? So I think it's important to know the same thing's going to apply to your business. I find it really funny when the same coaches that are preaching structure for their clients to get results don't do it in their business, right? So it's taking a leaf out of your own book of, okay, how can I be more organized within my business? What are my actual goals? Where do I want to go? And having direction with that, because just showing up week to week and ticking the boxes, it'll just get you ticking the boxes, right? You're not actually going to go anywhere if you don't have an end destination that you're working towards. So get really clear on, okay, in the next quarter, what do I want to achieve? Where do I want to be, right? Okay, maybe you want to bring a podcast back. Maybe you want to launch a challenge. Maybe you want to sign 6 private clients. Insert your thing and your goals, then reverse engineer it. Okay, what needs to be done in order to achieve that? Okay, I need to have, you know, this structure set in place. Oh, I don't have terms and conditions. I don't have a contract. okay, I need to actually build out a backend for my challenge. Like, how am I hosting this? I need to build out a marketing plan and marketing strategy to be able to launch and sell this. Start reverse engineering, then you can actually start working towards it. Then the next level of this is, I'm even just looking right now behind my camera setup where I'm recording this podcast, is my big whiteboard. And every single week I go in and I plan out my week. So I have my non-negotiables in my calendar that happen every single week, client calls, things like that. But then other things like other tasks, I'm very visual and I like planning it out on my whiteboard and then bringing it into my Notion, which there's a conversation for another day. I could just keep going about Notion and structuring that, but who didn't ask? But I plan out, okay, Monday, what needs to happen? Tuesday, what needs to happen? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the weekend. And I can actually just put anything that hasn't been allocated to a certain day that might more so be, you know, the next week, whatever it might be. Then if I get everything done on Tuesday and I've got a few hours spare, I can start picking up different tasks. But I love being able to have a whiteboard where I can actually mark things off. I can move things around. So, you know, the other day I lost all of these modules, which is so fucking annoying. And I had to re-record them so I couldn't get other certain tasks done because I had to spend time doing other things, right? Because business is going to happen, but at least you can have a level of structure, because I often see people go, okay, this week I need to achieve this, and they've got 25 dot points. They only achieve 3 on a Monday and then they feel defeated, and then the rest of the week feels like a slog. Right? And I used to be so guilty of this where I'm like, oh my God, I've just got so much on and I need to work these big days. And then I'd actually look, I'm like, oh, Thursday and Friday is completely free. Right? So I think that's really important too, is to actually have structure to your weeks, your months, your quarters, and have something that you're always working towards. So what do I want to achieve today? What do I want to achieve this week? Right? Because that's all it is. And a huge element to strategy is the ability to prioritize, right? So when you can actually see all of your tasks there, you can go, okay, cool. As much as I would love to do this thing right now, this actually needs to be done. I've got a deadline on this, right? And you can actually have a structure that's going to support you to be able to achieve that. Cool. So they're the first 2 points, auditing and actually having a plan. Then the final point that I want to touch on is actually discipline. And I really strengthened my discipline, especially last year. And I think this ties in really, really well to strategy and structure, because the reason being is that you can have, if we just go off what I was just saying around like your to-do list and things like that, you can have the to-dos planned out. But you, if you don't have a level of discipline to just like, I've got to get this thing done, it's never going to get done, right? And it's always going to be pushed. And something that one of my mentors explained to me of her ability to just like strengthen her productivity, she was saying, is just like, if you don't get your shit done, like you just get it done, right? Like you have to actually teach yourself the lesson of, if I fuck around for 3 hours in the day, there's actually consequences to that, right? So that's something that I've really strengthened where, yeah, like maybe I don't want to update the back end of my website, but it needs to be done and I actually need to do it, right? And utilizing structure and where that I want to be to have that. But it's just get it done, right? And kind of with that, it's just less talking and more doing. And I see a lot of coaches, especially in the online coaching industry, and whilst I'm not out here trying to rinse it, where it's just like, I just like made this big move in my business and, you know, I'm doing X, Y, and Z. I don't care, show me, right? I was even thinking that the other day where someone was like, oh, I've made like a big move. And I'm like, wow, I've made so many big, terrifying moves in business over the past 6 months in particular. Like I was so fucking shit scared to hire my first employee, but it literally just didn't make sense to go online. It didn't need to go online. And now people can just watch and they're like, wow, she has an actual employee, right? And she has an incredible employee working for her, right? Fucking love you, Kirli. So I think that's cool where it's like less talking and more just doing, less talking about how much work that you have to get done and just doing it. Right? It's the same with business. If you're at a stage where you're like, oh, I want to do this in my business, or I want to start a business, less talking, just do. Right? Don't go out to, you know, get the validation from your friends, your parents, whatever it might be. Just actually do that thing. Right? And it sounds harsh, but there is so much benefit to it. You'll actually gain so much more momentum in your business when you actually start just doing the thing that you know you need to do. That makes you so much more magnetic. I could look at a fitness coach that's talking about all of the training they're doing and things like that. But if I actually see that it's like, I don't see them getting any results, I don't see them on their runs, like whatever goal they're speaking about, I actually just lose trust in you, right? And that is actually going to contribute to a lack of trust with your audience, right? So it's actually really important that you practice just doing, getting the shit done, even if it's not enjoyable, just do it, right? And less talking and more doing, right? So I'm gonna leave it there. I don't wanna keep this episode too long, but I kind of just like naturally riffed into a bit of an update and then it just went boom, straight into the episode. So there's a lot to still update you on, I feel, but I feel like that just feels really complete for the first episode back for the season. Give this podcast a follow on Spotify or Apple, wherever you listen to your podcasts. I am so excited to bring you this season. Share on Instagram and tag me if you listen to this episode. I love seeing your reshares. So wherever you're listening to this, have the most incredible rest of your day, and I will catch you in the next episode. Mwah.